Now, at this point, I'm going to ask all of you to give a welcome that is proper to someone who's literally one of the people I respect as much as anyone in this world. Pastor Stefan Rendos is with us from Slovakia, and he is the pastor of our Covenant Sister Church in Mikulovica in the far, far east of Slovakia. It's on the Ukraine border, and it's a covenant partnership that we have, that we've gone over there a couple times, and now he is coming here, and it's an amazing thing of what God is doing together. This church, and one of the reasons I respect my brother Stefan so much, is this church is a very small, very mighty church that's not intimidated by their size, that's not intimidated by the gigantic amount of ministry that needs to be done. They're reaching out in the name of Jesus Christ to a region that doesn't know Jesus Christ. And at the same time, they're doing a special ministry for the Roma people. We know them as gypsies, but that is a derogatory term. And so they are, of course, a people who understand what injustice is firsthand. And so our brothers and sisters in Mikulovica are reaching out to them to bring the light of Jesus to them and bring the love of Christ to them firsthand. And I am very, very, very proud to have him with us today. Now, if you look at the picture, he's wearing a Living Word shirt, which is great. We brought that to him. But he's also wearing what he thought was an American thing to do, because he said he's been to the United States one other time. It was in Texas. And I said, then you've never been to the United States, okay? Because Texas is not the United States. So we decided to treat him to what America is really like. So Dan and I took him to a Blues game. Hockey is huge in Slovakia, huge, okay? And he had never been to an NHL game. And not only did we win, but we crushed Stan Kroenke's team, which really was an awesome treat for us. Exactly. So we got to go to a Blues game. And then on Friday, I said, okay, I'm going to take you anywhere in St. Louis, just kind of give you a true St. Louis tour. So, of course, I took him up on the arch, and we went up to the arch. And I said, now, what do you want to do? And he kind of got on Google. And I said, whatever you want to do here, oh, we'll go ahead and do that. So turns out, I could not believe it, that he's a Civil War buff. Who would have thought? So I took him down to Jeff Barracks and the Civil War Museum there, and he was able to experience that. Took him to lunch on the hill, and he gave two thumbs up to toasted ravioli. He said, this is good stuff. So we're making a real American out of our brother here. Took him to General Grant's house, and we had a wonderful time. People have been so gracious bringing him to many of the mission spots. But to be able to correct the problem in that, we wanted him to be able to dress like a true American. So I got this for him. Friends, you'll agree with me that this is how Americans dress, right? Yeah. So we would like you to have a Stan the Man Musial Stars and Stripes jersey. So welcome, my friend. Come on up. Pastor Stefan, if you want to come up here. So give a really warm welcome to our brother. God bless you. Thank you.
Peace of God be with you all. I'm glad to be here. I really enjoyed this visit, especially like Pastor Michael taught. I enjoyed the game of St. Louis Blues, but of course you and Living Word Church too. I have seen some parts of your ministry here in the last few days, and I think you do amazing work here. I'm glad to be here, and I hope when I visit this place next time, I will go to the most popular place of Michael, to the Stadium of Cardinals. I hope so. I bring greetings from my church in Michalovce. We often think of you, about you, and we pray for you. We often remind a common ministry in Michalovce in 2016, when we together shared gospel of Jesus Christ through many places, on many places in the Michalovce area, through songs, testimonies, sermons, and prayers. I'm very grateful for this partnership. Me and the rest of my church consider as important this partnership. As you know, our church is very small. We have only about 25 members, and sometimes we feel too small, and sometimes we feel too useless, too powerless. And this partnership shows us that we are part of something greater. We are part of something deeper, and we are not alone in the mission. We have felt your prayers, and we are thankful for your support and new friendship which we have here. I would like to start my preaching and sharing with one verse from Bible. We will read from 1 Corinthians 10:13. The temptation of your life are not different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. Amen. This is primarily about temptation and trials which come into our lives. Because I have only short time for preaching, I want to focus on one but very important thing from this verse. This one important and true thing is that God is faithful. God is faithful despite we are not faithful. And this is true, said true about us, that we are unfaithful. We are unfaithful in our relationships. The reality of today is that failures of marriages, failures of friendships, or other relationships, this is us. We struggle each other, one another, and we are unfaithful in this. We are unfaithful in our covenants and contracts. I don't know how is situation in US, but in Slovakia, this is a huge problem. There is a lot of corruption, injustice in many parts of Slovak societies, in business, in hospitals, in government, in school system, in many places. And this is very terrible for us. And another part of our unfaithfulness is that we are unfaithful in our ministry. We often give up or make mistakes. It's a reality in my ministry too. I made a lot of mistakes. And I'm very thankful for patience of my colleagues and patience of my brothers and sisters from my church. And please be patient with your pastors and with your ministers. Amen. Unfaithful to God, and we are unfaithful to God. I think you know the story about Peter when during last supper, he said to Jesus, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to the death. It's amazing testimony. It's amazing thing which he said. But what's happened in same night? Saint Peter, he denied three times Jesus. He denied Jesus three times. It's horrible, but it isn't only Peter's story, but it's also ours. How many times we denied him? How many times we disappointed him? How many times we refused him and his advice? That's us. That's said true about us. But wonderful news is that God is faithful. There are more than 25 places in the Bible which say that God is faithful. He's faithful. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24 says that God is faithful in our spiritual growth. Another place from Bible, 2 Thessalonians 3:3, says that God is faithful in our protection against evil. 1 Corinthians 10:13, this is verse which we read, that God is faithful in trials and temptations. 2 Timothy 2:13 says that God is faithful even though we are unfaithful. Hebrews 10:23 said that God is faithful in his promises. 1 John 1:9, God is faithful in forgiveness. Hebrews 2:17, Jesus was faithful to his Father, what brought him to the cross, because he died for us, for our sins. And final one, Revelation 19:11 said that God is faithful in judgment and in struggles. Amazing news, amazing things about our God. God is really faithful. I want to read this verse from beginning once more. The temptation in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can enter. Why I'm saying this whole thing about God's faithful. We received this word as a church in Michalovce in the beginning of last year. In that moment, we didn't understand what it means for us, but then we understood. The first half of 2017 was very difficult and rough for our church. We had problems in relationships between some servants, some people left the church, and hard circumstances discussed us and other members of church. Sometimes I felt helplessness and hopelessness. I didn't know how to deal with it. But in other hands, I have experienced that God is greater. And where I didn't see the solution, he had several solutions and options. I saw that he is truly faithful and he held us in his hands. We have lost some things and people probably because we were unfaithful. But God is good. He gave us new choices. He has opened new opportunities to serve. He gave us a new hope and a new passion for him. And I'm very thankful for it, to him for it. Maybe you feel same like me or like us last year. Maybe you feel alone. Maybe you feel you don't see a way out of your problem, of your situation. But remember that God is good, God is faithful, he is with you. Please don't give up. Don't give up. Please trust him. He knows about you. He knows about your situation and he has a solution for you. Please trust him. Trust him. And in second part of this message, I want to share about what has happened in my church in last years since visit your team, mission team. I said our church has only 25 members. We have had a ministry with children from Roma suburb, Angimlin. But 2 years ago, we lost one person named Kvetka, who was leader of children ministry. She moved to another city, and now we still have a person instead for this ministry. Please pray for new person for this ministry and for another volunteer. Last year, we created the worship band. I think this is the fruit of your visit last year, since 2 years ago. We started the worship band. Now he has four members. Some of you know Andrew and another Susan, Michael and Peter. This is part of our vision and priority to make serving teams. These teams should become a space for spiritual growth, for involving people to serve and for making better relationship one another. Worship band is the first team. We hope we will start another teams in future, like children ministry team or women group and etc. Last 2 years we started youth group with a couple of youth, not only from our church, and we still support the mission in Sečovce. This is a small town near Michalovce. Some of you know Brother Janko Dikej. He has responsibility for this ministry. And several times we made evening of prayer and praise. This action we do specially for we specially invite new people there, because this time when where we praise God and we preach gospel and we pray for people and for their needs, and we saw how God touched the people many times, and we see how he changed lives, and it's amazing to see that God is alive, really alive, and he's really with us, and he really can change the life. And last summer we have a special opportunity that we baptized two new people in a lake near Michalovce, and now I start preparing another two young men to baptize him in next few months. And I want to share with one testimony about my ministry. My life with God started on one Christian camp 19 years ago. I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, and he really changed my life. When it happened, I knew one thing. I wanted to serve him. I was willing to serve him no matter where, and I did it. I served with children. I served with youth, with teenagers, and in evangelization ministry. I was willing to serve everywhere except one thing. I didn't want to be a pastor. But in 2005, God started calling me to the ministry as a pastor. I was struggling with him. I didn't feel able to do this ministry. But finally I said yes, and what is amazing that God gave me his insurance and empowerment. He's really good. I have served as a UMC pastor for last 13 years in a couple of local churches, in youth ministry, church education program, in mission. I never have had problem to serve everywhere where was a need, except one. I never wanted to be a leader. I never wanted to be a superintendent. But few months ago, my bishop gave me a proposal to be a new Slovak superintendent. I felt that I became a heart attack at that moment. But then started time of struggling with God again. I felt terrified of this proposal. I haven't feel able to do this ministry, but God gave me his insurance again. I have accepted, and what is amazing, I feel great peace in my heart at the moment of this. My acceptation of this proposal means that this summer I will move to the Bratislava, to the capital of Slovakia, and UMC Michalovce will have a new pastor. Please, pray for me and for my new ministry. I really need your prayers. And also please pray for a new pastor. And also I want to tell a few things about the future of the church in Michalovce, about the plans and about our partnership. As I said, our church is before changing of pastors. It means new pastors, new possibilities, maybe new challenges. But I hope our partnership will continue. People at church and me really want it. I am speaking now, and not only as a pastor, but also as the future superintendent. At the moment, I want to build a team of pastors of Eastern Slovakia, UMC, who would work together and support one another in ministry. We would plan and make special actions as concert, camps, seminars, and I think you could help us with it. You can pray for us, and you can participate and help us with when we will organize some actions. We really need your prayers, and I hope we will continue in a partnership. And finally, in the end, I want to tell you, I want to remind you the most important thing of my message today, that God is faithful. Don't forget about it. God is faithful in every situation, in every circumstances, no matter how you feel. Trust Him, obey Him, and follow Him. Amen.